Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Persecuted Christians was the topic of a world summit in Washington, D.C., the first of its kind ever that I can recall, and it brought together over 130 nations represented by the attendees, including some of the relatives of the Coptic Christians who were beheaded in Libya on the beach, that infamous scene that you remember where they're kneeling down and their captors, the Islamic jihadists, beheaded them when they refused to denounce Jesus Christ. Also, in addition to that, we're going to talk about Faith Keepers. It's a movie that debuts today. Faith Keepers is about persecuted Christians, debuting today on May 23, 2017. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. A few days ago, up in Washington, D.C., the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association brought together an amazing group of people. Over 130 nations were represented, high-level representation from major religious denominations, the Roman Catholic, Orthodox, Coptic, Evangelical communities. Vice President Mike Pence delivered a heartfelt message to the gathering of Christian leaders, and it was phenomenal. And today, Holly, the Faith Keepers movie. It's a production of Light Workers Media and the Clarion Project, and it is now debuting today. And it is about our persecuted brothers and sisters.
You know, I don't think we really wrap our arms around what our Christian brothers and sisters, you know, in the Middle East are enduring. I think the most compelling thing, and I wasn't there, you know, you were there, but when I was writing out the press release and I wrote the story that Franklin Graham shared.
Oh, yeah.
About
I'd
one
never heard
of,
that before.
Yeah. Why don't you share what he
said?
Yeah,
you know, we've always heard about the 21 Coptic Christians from Egypt that were beheaded on the beach of Libya. They were dressed in these orange prisoner jumpsuits, and behind them stands these black hooded Islamic jihadist terrorists. And they beheaded all 21 of them on the beach of Libya. It was horrible, a horrible scene. But what I didn't know was that 20 of those 21 were actually Coptic Christians. The 21st one was not. But by seeing the living testimony of his 20 brothers in terms of their faith in Jesus Christ,
and even to the point of death
where they were told, renounce Jesus Christ and live, and if you don't, you're going to die. And they refused to renounce Jesus Christ as they're kneeling on the beach in Libya, and they were beheaded one after another after another. When it came to this 21st person, that person was asked to renounce Jesus. Understand that at this point in time,
he was not a Christian,
but he was so moved by the Christian testimony of these other 20 brothers that he said, their God is my God.
Wow. Boy, is that not reminiscent of the thief on the cross?
The cross, exactly what I was thinking.
That the same spirit that moved the thief on the cross to humble himself before the living God that was being crucified next to him, that same Holy Spirit, it sounds like, moved this non-Christian in the face of death and a brutal death at that.
Yeah, oh my gosh,
it's to say their God is my God.
Yeah.
How
and
powerful
we see
is that?
We see that picture often of those men kneeling on the beach, and you know that's their last breath that they're going to have. And you want to, you know, reflect inward. Would I be willing to love you that much, God?
I mean, you think about
that. I could do that.
That, you know, what a horrifying experience. When you're watching these other people literally have their heads cut off and blood just pouring on the beach of Libya because they refused to renounce Jesus Christ. How easy would it have been for someone to do that? But they didn't. They were faithful up to the point of death, and it moved this man so much that he was willing to die because he saw Jesus in them.
I know.
You know, it's sometimes you can witness by words, and other times it's more powerful even by your actions. And these people were faithful unto death.
Look at the legacy that he is leaving. You know, Matt, it reminds me of that that trailer we went into that time that was from the International Persecuted Christians. And you go in there, you see photographs similar to this of, you know.
Oh, the mobile semi-tractor trailer
and
that
all
came
the
to our awakening event. Yeah,
it, that were there, and you just walk out of there
gosh, it was,
what do I do that, Lord?
Yeah,
incredibly
that was
moving.
Powerful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And so many Christians around the world, and of course, Christians are, studies indicate that are by far and away the number one most persecuted religious group or faith in the world. And, you know, you talking about these 21 Coptic Christians, not only did they refuse to renounce the name of Jesus, many of them died as they were being beheaded, were had the name Jesus on their lips as they were dying. Just such a powerful testimony to the world. And so even such a horrendous evil act like this, what they intend for evil, God can use for good, and the Holy Spirit can use for good. And boy, did the Holy Spirit use this for good to help embolden and increase and encourage the faith of other Christians around the world.
You know, and Matt, like you mentioned, you know, like the thief on the cross, you could just see Jesus welcoming this one man who said, "Their God is my God." You know, that was his moment when he accepted Jesus into his heart. And the legacy that he is leaving by those five words is just powerful.
Yeah, it's powerful. And it was a powerful moment because after he mentioned that, Franklin Graham, during the kickoff plenary session of this World Summit in Defense of Persecuted Christians, he then, to everyone's amazement, asked some of the relatives that had actually come from Egypt, relatives of these people who were beheaded, who had come all the way from Egypt for this event, and they stood up. And when they stood up, everyone in the entire place stood up and erupted in applause of appreciation and thankfulness for them and for those who gave their life for Jesus. You know, these people are just some of the many Christians who around the world, particularly in these heavily Muslim-dominated countries where jihadism is on the rise, that have given their lives for Jesus Christ. And they refused to deny Jesus even to the point of death. Well, today is a movie called Faith Keepers. We met while we were in Israel with our Covenant Journey group in August of 2015. With our Covenant Journey group then, we met this one person who is part of the production team. And she was living in New York, and she was thinking, what am I doing with my life to make a difference? She ended up moving to Israel, and she's part of the production and writing of this movie. It's called Faith Keepers. She's not a Christian. She is Jewish.
Really? Wow.
And her first one that she worked on was called Honor Diaries, which is about the persecution of women in Muslim countries. And this second one is called Faith Keepers, and it's about the persecution of Christians around the world, particularly in the Middle East. So it's a 50-minute film packed with stories from children and their parents. And each year, you know, thousands of Christians are killed brutally for their Christian faith. The movie begins to bring together life about these individuals, their stories.
And it has Roma Downey in it as well as
Roma Downey has
producer,
joined with this. That's correct.
And so Touched by an Angel. She was the actress in Touched by an Angel. And
yeah, in the very successful Bible series that was on television, and also the movie as well. So I encourage you to find a place for this. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, and it's lc.org, and find our press release, Faith Keepers Movie, Recruits Churches to Help Persecuted Christians. You hopefully will be able to find a place nearby, but if not, I'm sure you'll be able to order the DVD at some point in time. We don't get anything from it. We just believe that it's important for Christians to be aware of what's happening to our brothers and sisters around the world. And at a minimum, you can pray, but you need to understand what's going on, and then God will lead you as to how to do something, how you can make a difference. Liberty Counsel has a ministry called Liberty Relief International. It's libertyreliefinternational.org. That's our website, libertyreliefinternational.org. You can also go to our main webpage, lc.org, lc.org, and you can learn more about Liberty Counsel and many of our ministries, including Liberty Relief International, which raises funds to help our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world. And particularly, we're helping out in the Middle East, where they are brutally treated, even to the point of death. So pray with and for our persecuted brothers and sisters. Go to lc.org. Watch the movie there at lc.org for more information. lc.org. Remember Liberty Counsel in your prayers and financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.